Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to our weekly Talking with Heroes talk show program dedicated to talking with military support groups and members of the R4 Alliance, www.r4alliance.org. I am Bob Calvert. I am the founder of TalkingWithHeroes.com and honored to once again be your host for another program. For those of you listening for the first time, our website address is TalkingWithHeroes.com. That's H-E-R-O-E-S.com. And if you'd like to learn about our 9-plus-year history, just add /about, A-B-O-U-T, to that. We also have an online news site, thankyouforyourservice.us. Stories are added daily for, by, and about our troops, veterans, families, caregivers, and military support groups like what you're going to hear about tonight. We also have a new audio and video channel that, like this program, will be on the audio page. And the videos we did at the end of April for WorldTeamSports.org at the Face of America ride in D.C., they're on our video channel now. It's ameristreamlive.com/talkingwithheroes. And again, for those of you listening, you may be just hearing about us for the first time, we've actually been on the air for a little over 9 years. Initially, it was an audio program like we've been doing again for 3 years. But from 06 to 2011, it was all videos, 5 trips to Iraq and 3 to Afghanistan, documenting with our troops their mostly, even to this day, unheard positive and progress stories, what they were doing to actually help the people in those countries. And that took us outside the wire most of the time in the villages, going on missions with them. And we're getting really close to 300,000 now that have watched one or more of the 300-plus video episodes on our YouTube page. But earlier last year, we agreed to a strategic partnership with an alliance of now over 50 military support and veterans groups. Most of these organizations are led by veterans and caregivers and civilians like myself and family members of military. www.r4alliance.org. Well, we've now talked to and helped set up programs like we're doing tonight for 44 of these organizations with their members and partners. And if you've missed any of those, you want to know who's been on the program and what they say about how they're helping our men and women who have served and are serving, go to our news site and click on the story titled TalkingWithHeroes.com. Features new programs with members of R4 Alliance. Each week we add the newest program to that page. Well, also the video episodes from the 2015 Face of America ride with the 600 riders going 110 miles, they are now on the World Team Sports YouTube page and on our AmeriStream Live video page. And so on today's program, we have another member of the R4 Alliance. This is our second program with this organization, NoBarriersUSA.org. And tonight, we're going to be talking with Sarah Kaner. She is the Interim Summit Director. Welcome, Sarah, to the program.
Thanks, Bob. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having us on again.
Well, it's an honor to do this. And boy, we're starting to get a lot of feedback how veterans are finding out about these programs. They're listening. They're calling the organizations. Had another one on last week's program. And so word's kind of getting out that there's all these organizations out there, like yours across the country, that have help for veterans and people who are serving and have served and families. So if you don't mind, just to kind of get us started, tell us a little bit about yourself and about No Barriers.
Yeah, of course. As you said, my name is Sarah. I'm the Summit Director at No Barriers. And at No Barriers, our mission is to unleash the potential of the human spirit. So we do that through transformative experiences, tools, and inspiration. And we help people embark sometimes on a quest to contribute their absolute best to the world. In the process, we often try to foster a community of people. We bring together the curious, the brave, and the collaborative explorers who are often determined to live a no-barriers life. At No Barriers, we have three divisions. The one division is No Barriers Youth. At No Barriers Youth, we offer transformative journeys for students and educators alike, primarily middle and high school. And we strive to make our programs as accessible as possible to people from diverse backgrounds and students with diverse abilities. So this No Barriers Youth was formerly known as Global Explorers, and Global Explorers has provided educational inspiring programs for students since its inception in 2003, so just over 12 years now. The first division, No Barriers Youth. Our second division is No Barriers Warriors, as you have mentioned before. No Barriers Warriors provides transformative expeditions for veterans and transitioning service members with disabilities, as well as survivors of the fallen. Our experiences serve as both an opportunity for growth and catalyst for change as the brave men and women stretch their boundaries in our programs, work together as a team, and inspire each other. Oftentimes, this program complements the reintegration process, and this program inspires the warriors to grow and contribute their very best to the world. Our third division, so we have No Barriers Youth, No Barriers Warriors, and then the No Barriers Summit. And that is what I want to talk to you about today. Our summit is coming up in Park City this year. This program, this year's theme is Redefining Possible. So here at No Barriers, we envision a world where the power of the human spirit transcends barriers. This four-day conference brings together people of all ages and ability levels, families, scientists, inventors, and adaptive providers. In 2015, the No Barriers Summit will feature 3.5 days of clinic offerings, such as the opportunity to rock climb, mountain bike, scuba, do yoga. There's 120 other opportunities,
wow,
all with varying levels of challenge. So the goal of some of these clinics is to help participants shatter their barriers. It's a space where you can go with your preconceived notions of yourself and what you can do, and push through those barriers in a tangible space with a community around you, and realize that what's within you is stronger than what's in your way. Along with some of our physical clinics, we also have art classes taught by some famous artists such as John Bramlett and Mandy Harvey. And we have educational sessions that dig deeper into what it means to live a no barriers life. So coming up, we invite all of the listeners here to come to the summit in Park City.
Okay. You're going to have a showcase, too, of inventions, products, and services, right?
Yeah, we will have, it's called Innovation Village. At Innovation Village, we will showcase exhibitors who have done the impossible. They've made the impossible possible, is what we like to say. We will also have opening and closing ceremonies with different speakers, and we have what's called No Barriers University, where we present academic presentations. There's also going to be a concert in the park with the Blind Boys of Alabama. And then we'll have a film festival with our feature film being Metanoia.
Okay. Now, this is in Park City, Utah, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Wow, the summit sounds absolutely extraordinary. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Sure. The summit was developed. It's basically developed on the principle of the power of the human spirit that transcends barriers. So the summit brings together more than 1,000 participants, and everyone engages in the latest innovations in technology that help people break through life's barriers and make our world a better place in the end. It is one of the world's top showcases for scientific research, and it's resulting adaptive technologies. Everyone comes together under one tent to show what they've done and what they can do and what the future will look like in terms of accessibility.
So now you have Amy Van Dyken Ruin, right?
You got it. So we have several speakers coming. Amy Van Dyke and Ruin, she is a six-time Olympic gold medalist. She recently took her first steps using an exoskeleton after she had a paralyzing ATV accident. She'll be our keynote speaker, but there are lots more speakers coming. The summit also features NBC's Last Comic Standing winner, comedian Josh Blue. He has cerebral palsy, and he is sure to bring on great laughs. We've had him at the 2011 summit, and we wanted to bring him back, just there is nobody quite like him. We're also going to have innovator Henry Evans. Henry is a quadriplegic. He is also mute. He pioneers an adaptive robotic technology with a company called Robots for Humanity. And Evans will be, he'll be presenting his teletourism beam. And so he will come to the summit through the eyes of his robot and speak to the audience through the robot.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is amazing.
As I mentioned before, we'll also have John Bramlett. He is a blind artist, and he will be on stage doing a live painting during the opening ceremony. So while Amy is speaking, he will be painting in the background, and it's extraordinary to see what he can do. Not only that, there are so many amazing speakers at the summit. We'll be doing a live there's three companies, Kiva, Charity Water, and Mana Nutrition. They will all be sharing how they're living a no barriers life globally through different cultures around the world. So come and see their exhibits.
So you mentioned earlier one of the communities served by the summit is veterans. How do you think the summit will impact the lives of these veterans who attend?
You know, for veterans, the summit is all about inspiration. It's all about camaraderie and experiential activities designed to help remind everyone in attendance how capable you are of having a positive, powerful impact on the world around you.
Okay, so the summit is about inspiration. Can you tell us more about who or what will actually inspire the veterans?
Yeah, you know, the speakers that we have lined up are truly amazing and great examples of how veterans can overcome their own personal barriers. So on top of the speakers I've already mentioned, we'll also be hosting Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ty Carter, and he'll speak at No Barriers University on Saturday, July 11th. He'll talk about his struggle to overcome the effects of PTSD, and that has resulted from his combat experience in Afghanistan. On the same day, July 11th, after he speaks, Ty Carter speaks, all veterans will be invited to attend a free catered dinner on site at the Canyons Resort. And this is an opportunity for veterans to network, learn more about No Barriers Warriors programs, and to get more involved in the No Barriers community. J.R. Martinez, who is an actor, he's a best-selling author, motivational speaker, and you may have recently seen him on Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
He is a wounded Army veteran and will be speaking to the warrior at the Warriors Dinner following No Barriers University. He will be sharing his story of overcoming his barriers placed in front of him when his Humvee was hit by a roadside bomb in Iraq in 2003. So both of these veterans showcase the power that lies within themselves is stronger than what's in their way. And they're truly inspiring to all of us, and this is an event not to be missed. So please come and be involved in any way that you can.
Well, I can see that question I asked you is pretty clear how it's going to help people, inspire people that are there, over 1,000 people. That's incredible. So adventure, though, is also a big part of the summit, right? What role does that play in the veterans program?
Well, one of the core components of the Warriors program at No Barriers USA are exercises designed to stretch physical, mental, emotional boundaries, you know, to reach beyond what we think is possible. It's about striving to the next level while attempting to achieve something great. So we use at No Barriers, we use adventure to achieve that stretch, you know, that reach to encourage striving to the next level. Whether it's climbing a mountain, rafting a river, just like our expeditions, our expedition goes on the Class 5 rapids of the Colorado River, or scaling a rock wall for the first time as an amputee, or simply committing to getting out of the house and back into society at the summit. These exercises change lives. They have in the past, and we know that they will this year as well. These adventures, great and small, force us all to push our boundaries and attempt things that we thought were impossible and to simply reach. The summit's a place where you see someone do what you thought was impossible and inspires you to try it for yourself as well.
Absolutely. Now, Sarah, I heard your No Barriers Warriors to Summits team is going to be a part of the summit as well. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. Our Warriors to Summits is a capstone program sponsored by Wells Fargo. And this expedition, which consists of 3 training events over the summer and a 10-day expedition, will take 13 veterans to the summit of Gannett Peak in Wyoming on September 11th. The No Barriers Summit is actually the team's second training event. In addition to climbing a local peak, the team will attend sessions at the summit designed to inspire them while building their camaraderie together as a group. Not only will we have our Warriors to Summit team there, we'll have the 2014 team that was the Mission Mount Whitney veterans that they will be on hand at the summit to share their stories, help mentor this 2015 group, and meet other participants at the summit. You can learn more about all of our Warriors programs and the 2 teams if you go to our website at www.warriors2summits.org.
What is one thing that you hope the veterans in attendance will come away with?
Well, you know, I really hope that attendees come away with a greater sense of what they are capable of achieving. If at the end of the summit, all the veterans in attendance are inspired to try something they've been hesitant to attempt, or if they recognize the strength that they possess to overcome their barriers, if they leave with a greater sense of purpose, if we are able to show them that the strength that lies within them is stronger than what's in their way, then I think we will have been successful.
Okay, and you've been a part of the summit for how long?
I have been a part of the summit for 3 years now.
So if I'm a veteran listening right now, and or I hear about it from somebody, and I want to attend, can they still register? And if so, how do they register?
Yes, we still have some space available at the summit. We encourage you to go onto our website to register, which is www.nobarrierssummit.org/register. Or if you just go online and search for No Barriers Summit, you'll come right to our webpage. And if you prefer to call our No Barriers office, please do so and we'll provide you with more information. I also want to share that there are scholarships still available to help defray the cost of attending the summit, specifically for veterans. So you can find that information on our website. But I do encourage you to apply soon because the summit is 4 weeks away.
So if you don't mind, I'm going to ask this. I know some veterans that might want to come. Does this include traveling to get there, scholarships, or what does that cover?
It can. Our scholarship, we ask in the scholarship application, what is your need? And so you let us know what your need is. And we just ask you to, you know, if you only need your registration covered or you need registration and transportation covered, you let us know and we'll do our best to serve you.
That is great. Wow. So I guess the natural question is the summit also open to the families and children?
Yes. The summit is different than most conferences in that we encourage families and children to attend. Many of the summit participants come with family. Children under 6 are free, and children over the age of 7 can participate in some of the clinic experiences. Not all, but they have the opportunity to do lots of them. We also offer, if you're a family of 4 or more living in the same household, we will offer a 10% discount off of the current registration rate.
Okay.
And you can call our office to get that discount code if that applies to you.
Absolutely. Wow. Okay, now again, if I'm a veteran listening, but what if I'm a disabled veteran?
If you're a disabled veteran, the summit is powered by an incredible team of volunteers. We'll have over 100 volunteers on hand throughout the summit who will be present at every event, every clinic, meal, hotel, and they'll be at our transportation sites to ensure that the summit experience is a seamless opportunity for every participant. If you feel at any time at the summit that you need a helping hand, a volunteer will be there to answer your questions. You just have to ask for support. They'll point you in the right direction, they'll help you solve your problem, and they'll help you get where you need to go.
That's just great. I appreciate hearing all this. So I have a couple more questions, if you don't mind. Now, I mentioned in the beginning that on Thursday nights we're talking to members of our R4 Alliance. No Barriers is, I guess, one of the original members, I think. But I know you're a member. How does that work with the Alliance, with all these different organizations across the country?
You mean in terms of attending the summit, who will be there?
I mean with No Barriers USA being a member of R4 Alliance, is that helping you all? Do you meet people from other organizations? The collaboration side of it.
Oh, definitely. It's wonderful. This year at the summit, we are having a LEAD training, and LEAD is a train the trainer event. I know R4 Alliance and several other partners will be there to talk about how to grow our organizations and to train all of the staff to be even better at what they do.
Great. I appreciate you sharing all this. You've shared so much information. I'll probably have to listen to this again just to basically absorb it all. It's just so much information. One of the things I'd like to do before we start closing the program is, you know, we have men and women serving all around the world, more going back to Iraq and many more staying in Afghanistan. And would you like to give a shout-out to all of our men and women who are serving around the world?
Oh, for all the men and women serving around the world and to all their families and those that are back here, thank you so much on behalf of No Barriers. And we'll be carrying your names and those of your loved ones with us at the summit and all of our other programs. So thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Sarah, for being on the program again. I'd love to hear, maybe we can set up another program down the road after the summit, maybe get some of the people on that were there to talk about how it benefited them. I'd love to be able to do that. If you all want to set that up, we can talk to Bert about that at R4 Alliance too. So why don't you give your website address again?
Sure. It's www.nobarriersusa.org. And if you want specifically our veterans or warriors programs, it's www.warriors2summits.org.
Great. Well, thank you very much for being on the program tonight. And, wow, I know you're going to have a great experience at this event this year. And I look forward to any way we can help afterwards. I think I mentioned this to you off the air. If there's any videos that you're going to, you know, you have videographers that are going to be there, if it goes on YouTube or something, let us know because we can help spread those videos to more people.
Bob, you're such a gift to all of the veteran community and the active duty serving community. So thank you for all that you do. Appreciate it.
Well, we try. You know, we can do all we can do is what we can do, right? So I appreciate what you're doing, too. Thank you very much. And thank you for being on the program.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, folks, you've been listening again to another Thursday night episode of the Talking with Heroes.com talk show program, talking with another organization that is a member of the www.r4alliance.org. Each week, I just amazed at what I hear. There's now over 50 organizations across the country, and you've been hearing from them week after week. Some of them we interviewed at the Face of America ride, so they're on video, on the videos there you can watch. There are so many people out there across America, many of them veterans themselves, military families, caregivers, that are leading these organizations, reaching out to other veterans and active duty military, military families. And, you know, I don't have any money for advertising, and so it's amazing what word of mouth advertising can do, if you want to call it that, advertising, people sharing about what they've heard. If you like what you've heard tonight, I'm asking, please, let other people know about this program. We post on all of our Facebook pages, LinkedIn, Footstomp, Pinterest, Google+, all our social networking sites, Twitter. And if you're on any of those websites, on those social networking pages, connect with us. And you'll see our post. Share it with your friends and family and followers, too. We'd really appreciate that. And to all of our men and women who have served already and your families, thank you for your service to our country. To all who are still serving, especially those of you who are in harm's way, thank you for your service, of course. Thank you for your families. But those of you who are in harm's way somewhere around the world, be safe. Stay alert. We look forward to you coming back. God bless you. God bless America.